Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Some of You Show. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz, I think.
Hey. Yeah.
It always feels so weird, like in between shows. I'm still not used to it.
I know.
Thursday to Tuesday, it's a long one.
Yeah.
Girl, how are you?
I'm good.
I'm glad.
I'm good.
Good.
Still losing track of days. Like today feels like Thursday for some reason, but
I know.
Yeah, but I'm doing well.
I'm so glad to hear that. So,
yeah.
Heads up, I'm going to take a wild guess, but I have a feeling, this is very cryptic, but you'll get it. I have a feeling Thursday's show, I will be from an undisclosed location, which I don't even know what that location is, but that just clues you
okay.
in. Yes.
Yeah.
This Friday is my birthday, and I just am choosing not to wake up in a particular environment on that birthday. So I got to make some moves, figure out what I'm going to be doing. I mean, I have plans, I mean, ish, but in terms of, the tone that I want to set vibrationally and energetically, needs to be in a different environment. So
yeah.
I'll figure that out. I'll let you know on Thursday. Girl.
Okay. That's fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough, yeah.
Yeah. So I'll tell you Thursday.
Okay. Well, we do have a hand raised.
Well, let's take care of business. Yeah, let's just do it.
Right into the call.
Let's go right into the call because then I don't have to talk about myself. Yes.
Yeah, area code 312, good morning, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi, caller. Who's this?
Hello, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, what's your
name?
Who's this?
Oh, my name's Karen, calling from Chicago.
Oh, well, Karen, we just spoke to you the other day. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. I have another question, but it's not related to career. I'm just wondering if you see any romance or any kind of romance or any kind of meeting new people this summer. The people that I know already have, like, summer plans, summer vacations, and it's just not, I guess, lining up with them to hang out with them. So I'm just kind of wondering what you see.
Now, I kind of go into semi-altered state when I speak to callers. So I do remember when you were talking about your last situation, which was a job interview, and Elisa, maybe you can help me out with this. I believe I said something that was about that she's part of the equation, or that there's, what did I say? You know what I'm talking about, Elisa.
Oh. Yeah.
What
did
I say?
Something like it. Well, I know she'd ask, is there something...
Do I see something coming up?
Is there something?
Right.
Yeah.
Karen, do you remember what I said?
The number. I know you said that the numbers weren't lining up. I mean, me and this other person were.
No. But there is something concerning that you were part that you had to take. Oh, I don't remember.
It wasn't about waiting. It really wasn't about waiting for something.
No.
It was taking action. I think something about taking action.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's that it like energetically, it's time for you to receive what's past the appearances, and just because we're not recalling what it is, I'm not recalling because I'm not fully. I sort of have to sort of step aside to let the information come through energetically. So without you having a direct recall of it, I'm gonna just say a present version of what energetically I was sensing then and I'm sensing now. It's not about what we're going to pick up coming or what's – it's about you being an active participant and owning that you are in this life experience.
Yeah.
And I said something similar to that because the energy feels kind of the same. So when seeds are planted, we don't know what's going on underneath the surface. So, but the thing is, you are the presence underneath the surface. So it's almost like to perceive your beingness, your life experience, as the seed that deserves to take root, as opposed to looking at everybody else's plants not lining up, because that's all an illusion. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I would kind of rephrase what I said before. Again, it's energetic, where you know, maybe it's time to look elsewhere, where these people are fine. But what that's telling you is that it's time to expand your horizons. And I am getting the image. Now, this is interesting. I'm getting an image of a boat, but not of a cruise ship that one would think, a cruise. I'm not getting that. So you tell me if this makes sense, and it could be with somebody past living. I don't know, okay? I don't know. This is just an image. So don't read into it. It's just an image. See if anything comes from that. But a sailboat, like why am I seeing like a big sails on a sailboat? Now, who knows?
Yeah,
maybe it's like, hi, sailor. I mean, tell me.
No, that makes sense, because the person that I was trying to get together with is he owns a boat, and he said that he was working, and he's going boating with his boat partner and a bunch of people.
Right.
And I said, when are you going to see me? And then he was like, oh, I don't know, but I was thinking of just reaching out to another person that I know that has a friend that has a bigger boat than these guys.
Okay.
And just go on my own, right?
Okay, now, Liz, the thing is, now, you know, because we've talked on the phone, there is no way that image would come in unless I was picking up on it energetically. How would I come up with something so random? I'm a girl from New York City. How would I do that?
Right.
I saw, like, big sails, okay? So I think that, and I said earlier, before you revealed this, that to look elsewhere.
Yes.
So that says, right, that
yes.
Go on the other boat that's bigger through the other person. And then that's all you need to know, because that's like the breadcrumbs. Then your homework is for you to imagine that your heart, And it's not just isolated with, you know, romance or whatever. This is just you having a romantic relationship with yourself.
Yeah.
And if you can be in harmony with yourself, then everything else is going to line up, Karen. So if you imagine your heart and, like, the ventricles and all the veins running through it, that those are the roots, you know, planted in the soil of your soul. If you can just use that image that I am worth taking root and having the faith that I am worthy of love, and the only way to communicate that message is to own by any means necessary that I am worth loving, no matter how it looks to the outside world or to other people. And it is taking a bit of a risk, and it is being a little defiant, because energetically I'm also getting that the message you've gotten your whole life, especially formulated in childhood, which is why you don't mean to call and say, what do you see? It's almost like you're sort of ignoring yourself, but because you were kind of ignored back in the day.
Right.
Does that make sense? Because
yes,
I'm seeing
that.
That
makes sense, yes.
Okay, well, I did my work for the day. I'm going to pass it over to Elisa.
And she's done. No, I like that we're getting something consistent to work with, because for you it's a different question, but it's energetically the same type of vibration. So this is good. This is good, because we talk about confidence, you know, when we're going into an interview talking about work, because you have to value who you are and what you bring. And you have to know that. You have to somehow, not just like, oh, yeah, I said it on my resume, but, you know, you have to project that, and it has to come from a deep knowing within. Like, the more you do that, the easier it gets. And those kinds of questions, those aren't the questions you're asking. You know, that you ask something very different when something else within you is focused on, wow, you know, already the base level is that I know I'm worth something, you know, and I'm valuable and I'm fun, and so it starts to kind of snowball from there, and this it takes a little bit of time, because I think any time that you are breaking through some new patterns, it's new perspectives on yourself, especially for yourself. Because for other people, it's almost like it's easier to give someone else the benefit of the doubt. But, you know, we carry our own baggage with us, right? So we keep looking at it like, well, I know I do this. You know, there's a process. You know, we always talk about that being like a 2 steps forward, 1 step back kind of thing. So
right.
When this transfers into your into other areas of your life or your entire life, you start to see it in these different parts. I feel like it's interesting to have that kind of childhood and to have some compassion for the child that you were in every situation now that you're an adult. Because it's almost like, how would you treat yourself as a child, you know, if you could go back to that time as an adult and see you as a kid, how would you talk to yourself? And a lot of times, you know, we're just so much more open. We're allowing them to kind of stumble through their own explanations and bringing up their own doubts and fears. And you just have compassion. And it's not that you have to fix it, but sometimes just having that attention and having someone be in that space to hold for you is all that you need to say, wow, someone did take that time for, you know, to listen to me. And they didn't judge me. You know, they didn't try to tell me what to do. It was just, okay, they just met you where you were. So this is sort of like your inner work that you're doing and why all these different things come up. One, because it's just what you're used to kind of attracting to yourself. It's the kind of vibration you've had, and now that you're changing that from the inside out, you will have to look at some other options, and you will take some different adventures as a result. And just, you know, as always, be very aware of yourself and where, you know, what you're actually putting out there. Because it'll feel like it. You know, it's just being in touch with that, being in touch with feeling times when you felt a little ignored or and then, you know, changing that around so that you're not ignoring yourself. You're paying attention to yourself, something a little different. And you start seeing all these other opportunities open up, and you have a decision. You have a decision to make as to, you know, well, do I hang out with these people, or do I create something new, or is it a combination of something, you know, like, what do I do today? And just take it step by step. But, you know, like, you know, trying to plan out the whole summer may be a little difficult, but, you know, maybe just for this weekend you can do something. And right. The more you're in tune with that, I think the easier it'll get in every situation, because now it's like you're catching up, like your body is catching up with the spirit that is you. And these are little steps that make up a big difference in everyday things. Because that way it's not so monumental, like, oh, that one decision I should have made at 3 o'clock, I missed it. You know, it's not even that, because you're going to have plenty more if you keep looking for it, if you keep allowing for this I call it this beloved attention for yourself. To just be present with that inner child, with that little you that was just, you know, you're no longer an afterthought. And that's why these decisions for milestones in your life, you know, it's so much bigger, it seems like, to you, but it is, but it's all on an inner level.
That makes sense, because before I would have never probably said anything, like in that interview, I would have probably never asked for the stay okay, and I got to go back to that, but I did speak up for myself. You want me to work in two departments and you don't want to pay, you know, come on now, you know, let's get real.
Right.
And I know I have a lot of value when it comes to my work, so I'm a hard worker, so I said, I got to get paid. And then when this person was giving me like some excuses, I saw right through, and I said, you know what? I hung up the phone and I said, you know what, let me tell him this. And so I kind of laid it out. I said, you're blowing me off, but that's okay. You know, I'll just find something else to do. And he was like, oh, no, but we're going on this boat. It was like, you don't have a boat. So therefore, you know, we're going on our boat.
Well, you
know?
You're
going to
go on
a
bigger boat.
Yeah, I'm going to go on a bigger boat.
You know what? You're going to go on the love boat.
The love boat.
There you go.
Yeah. So I know some other people that have
right.
a house by the boat as well, by the lake.
Hello.
In
it's
the
called
same
an upgrade.
Area. Yeah.
So everything that you look at with, you know, whether it's a work opportunity, where it's being where you are wanted, right?
Right.
Okay, or welcome. Let's say welcome. Let's swap that out. Being where you are welcome, right? That actually lines up better vibrationally. You can make that happen for yourself. So that's what you're doing. And as long as you can recognize and observe what's happening in your life and the environment and the people and the interactions, that clues you in. That's the barometer. So you're not going on some, like, rubber raft that's, you know, covered up with duct tape. No, you're going to a bigger boat, a nicer house, classier people. You're going to keep it moving. It's called an upgrade.
Okay.
With the job, with and that's how you know. But good for you, because little by little, your higher self is showing you hard work pays off. And and you do deserve to speak your truth. So good for you. So you so it's not about calling us to see what we see, but I think you're getting that.
Yeah.
It's about really owning that you are worthy of your heart taking root, as I said earlier.
Yeah, that's true. That's 100% true.
Right. Yeah, and, you know, and these shows are always available for download on iTunes or on Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, I think it would be worth it. There's a lot of information, and it's good to be reminded. So I would suggest downloading the show and hearing it again, just to remind yourself.
Okay.
All right, dear.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Take care. All right.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's a boat. I'm like, why am I seeing a sailboat, for God's sake?
That's so cool.
Was her grandfather a sea captain? I don't know. Did she like did her mother like Captain and Tennille? Why? I don't get it. Captain Crunch is her favorite cereal. Why?
Yeah.
Why am I getting the boat? But see, Captain Tennille. I write it down and I share it with the people because I always try not to filter or doubt the images when they come in because it's so pure. And I love that. She knew exactly what that meant. So that's so gratifying.
That is so cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We have another hand raised.
We're available for bar mitzvahs, parties.
Really?
We're available. Take it on the road.
Good morning.
Hi, girl.
It's so crazy, like, calling in, listening to her talk. And that was like this morning I woke up and like I've been wanting to remember my childhood. Like it's frustrating. Like some days I'm like, okay, how, you know, people are like, okay, you got to, in order, because where I started from is basically dating, getting back out here and dating, seeing these crazy people, and just wondering why, like, I keep, you know, running into, like, the inconsistencies, like, men who start off so wonderful, and then they just, like, end up being, like,
toxic,
distant, and the opposite of how they started off, like, it's just, like, they're, you know, so I'm like, okay, instead of, like, you know, getting into blame, like, oh, they just, you know, blaming them or, you know, I was like, okay, what's in me that I need to, you know, acknowledge? What's in me that I need to, you know, shine light on so, you know, I can heal from that, you know, and move forward? Because, it's, you know, I'm just at a point now I'm ready to, you know, heal things and just, you know, move from it. But, and then it always points back, like, your, you know, childhood memories or, you know, things that you need, but I can't remember any of it.
Wow.
Like,
What's the youngest age that you can recall comfortably?
Honestly, probably about 11.
Damn. And you're young, Tessa.
Yeah, so anything before 11, I remember bits and pieces. Like, I can remember when my mom was dating this one guy, and he owned a car wash. So I can remember, like, basically, like, when they were washing cars, like, I'd just be off exploring stuff, like, into things like that. But just to be, like, you know, my mom would say some things, like, she'll tell me she'll tell me certain things, and I just be sitting here looking like I was there when it happened. And she's like, yeah,
wow.
I'm like, I don't remember any of that. Or it can be just people. She'll be trying to get me to remember people, and I'm like, I don't know those people. And then she's like, they were around all the time. Like, you don't remember?
Does your mother have a reason? This is extreme. To, in my opinion, to not remember past age 11. That's deep. Does your mother have an explanation for that?
No. Everybody else can remember it. That's the thing about it. Like, my little sister, maybe not, because she had a different dad from me and my middle sister. So she would spend a lot of her time with her grandma or her dad and stuff on the weekend. So some things that me and my sister Chantoria may have, you know, seen or heard or whatever, she might not remember it because she wasn't there all the time.
Well,
but me and my middle sister were there all the time.
Yeah.
So, like, when my sister could, like, she – and it can be good things, like, not
well, yeah,
like
it's, trim- yeah, it's con- yeah. yeah, it's concerning because it doesn't seem that there was this extreme – not that it was trauma-free, but it doesn't seem like there was this extreme trauma to the point that – unless – correct me if I'm wrong or mistaken – that would cause you to not have – a recollection.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm, because, like, I understand, like, when she was with, like I said, the guy who owned the car wash, Mike, he, like, the first 2 years with him was probably, like, pretty smooth. And then, like, because they were together almost, like, 5 years. Like, the last three years of it was pretty, you know,
violent, intense. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if those 3 years caused me to just shut off everything.
Oh, I'm sure. Something had to, absolutely.
Yeah.
Something had to, and I'm also suspecting, because it's so extreme in your case, that some lines were crossed. Something must have, for you to really have amnesia, in a sense, from those years, something must have happened, because that's a form of self-protection. So I would say be really patient with yourself. It's not going anywhere, but you can at least acknowledge the part of you that doesn't remember. And be patient with that part of yourself. Because it's not like, okay, if I remember, I'm going to get the key to everything. Not necessarily.
It's just frustrating because, like you said, I don't remember if something happened to me or somebody did something to me.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yeah. But this is good. This is good. Just take a deep breath. Just take a deep breath. And that's because you're acknowledging the person, the little girl, that needed to not remember. But, yeah, absolutely. But you're still whole, perfect, pure, and complete. So it's not like that's going to be the key to everything, because guess what? You don't need that, because you are stepping into your grace right now. And the key now, you really have the actual key now, Tessa, because that would explain your resistance to an approach to life sometimes that you've been really making such progress. So this makes perfect sense that now you're able to handle this piece of it. And you can be very loving and gentle with yourself. So it's not about remembering the facts, because that's a hallucination, that's a story. But it's knowing your truth, that you don't have to put that pressure on yourself. I need to know, I have to get to. No, you don't. No, you don't. You see that's the key, that you're strong enough to no longer resist. And then in fragments, it will probably slowly come back piece by piece. I had two instances where I had some pretty upsetting memory recall of certain things that happened to me when I was super, 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 super young. And then when I was in Atlanta in January, then it really got turned. But there was a lot of years in between, okay? And I don't think I would have been capable to have handled it had it not been in stages. So what I'm saying is you've already taken the most important step. The fact that you can sort of own and acknowledge without having to necessarily name it is brilliant. And what you have the gift of being a wonderful, gifted artist. So I would say give permission for any images to come through, and I would say just devote a canvas that's private. You know, nobody needs to see it. It doesn't have to be something you're going to sell or whatever. You just, it's not about that. But devote a canvas to just be the recipient of whatever images come through. And it could be a painting that you do over months. See where it takes you. It will lead you. But the key isn't knowing what happened. The key is in the discovery that you are strong enough to handle going for your life and no longer resist. But do you see how this is tied to that sort of malaise that you would have, the resistance that you would have?
Mm-hmm.
That's huge, because when you can name something, you already cut the work in half. So we say congratulations. I mean, this is huge. This was years in the works. Take another deep breath. And if you can describe how you feel in just a couple of words, or just one or two, three words, what's the first? What are the first words that come to your mind without thinking about it?
Just relief.
Yes. Let's just stay with relief. That's brilliant. Let's just stay with relief. That's huge. And the relief of forgiveness, which is just letting it go for you. It doesn't make it okay. It's letting it go for you so that you can free yourself, be liberated from the bondage of being so damned uncomfortable all the time. Because I bet you, you're going to just have that lightness of beingness. And my work is done. I'm going to pass it over to Lisa.
Girl. And I'm done. That it's a huge thing, and I think it's important too, because there are some people who sometimes that's why they go into therapy, you know, and or they see a particular practitioner. Because they want to go back in time and, you know, what, you know, they want to know why. Like, you know, if you're a mystery reader, you got to find out why. Not only who done it, but why. And sometimes that's just a different rabbit hole that kind of keeps you from really dealing with what's the issue, which isn't a particular incident. But I feel like the way Liz put it is, you know, you put a name on it already. And that's half the battle right there. So I wouldn't be surprised. Because, you know, here's the thing. I was thinking about this while you two were talking, was when something upsetting has ever happened to me, or I don't know, maybe for most people, it's like you remember every detail because you're so mad.
Yep.
You know, you're
ooh!
So mad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you remember
forensics,
everything.
You got everything.
And,
PowerPoint, you got everything.
And, yeah, like I think when you're an adult, you remember every detail, and that's your undoing, is that you just don't let it go. And you know, you and I are Tauruses, so we know what it's like. We don't let go of anything. We got storage units that we rent. You know, we got pods that go. So
yes.
So, but when you're a lot younger, like Liz said, that was a defense mechanism. That was a way to cope. And I think there's a lot of kids deal with that because they don't. always have the I'm getting like conflicting messages, like you're told, you know, don't talk to strangers, but this person wasn't a stranger, or, you know, that type of thing. You're like, well, wait a minute, you know, it's sort of the same thing with Liz that I've talked about with my overall theme, like I followed all the rules and something bad still happened.
Right.
Well, you know, that,
yeah.
You know, you're like, but, well, I, you know, I didn't, this person wasn't a stranger, or, you know, I trusted so-and-so, and especially if it's, who knows, if it's a family member, then you're like, yeah, well, that's because that's your family. You know, that's like a given in a lot of families. That's like the rule as well. That's your family. You know, you're supposed to take care of them, and you assume that that's what's going to happen. Or that's what you're taught when you're a little kid. I think when you're older, you're still a little jaded. Sometimes you get people who, like, you know, I'm done with the family. So there are a lot of things that, as a result of that, would make sense for you to put up your guard and to not trust and to think, you know, if something good's happening, then something else is going to happen. You know, like all these little things, like the resistance that comes up, that is something that you're used to doing. And, you know, we're Tauruses, like I said, we're pretty good at resistance. We're really good at it. it's an art form with us. For you, literally, an art form, it could be, you know, and that could be an outlet, though. Instead of continuing that pattern, it can be an outlet. So I love that your first word was relief.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if a whole bunch of other words would come up after that, you know. But let's as a way to because we're both Tauruses, it's so easy to get into the analytical part of it and to try to keep digging. But I don't know. I mean, you know, you will do what you need to do. You'll do what you're used to doing or whatever, but work with the energy rather than the story.
That's a good one.
You know, because like they're showing me with stories, and this is going to be interesting because you're such a visual person, but for me, I like words. I mean, I love visual too, but I like words. With our stories and things that we say, it's something that there's a lot of energy in that. And so why we put together certain words to make a particular story, to paint a particular scene with our words, there's just a lot of energy in that. So that's why when we talk to people on the phone and they're, you know, they've got a rehearsed, whether they realize it or not, just out of habit, they've rehearsed this story that they're just used to saying, and it's automatic. And then when they're aware of it, they're like, wow, you know, what else have I been doing? Like, what else can I talk about that's not this story? Because that right now it's defining who I am, and I'm realizing that that's not all of who I am. So, well, what else? What else is there that I can create with this? And it's not even that the story is always bad. I had a friend who's a reverend now. But when she was in seminary or theology school and kind of getting into leading the first few church things, you know, as a seminary student, she would always talk about her story. And it was like, wow, okay. You know, so every time, you know, we'd have a chance to see her, because I don't, you know, didn't really go to her church. But when I'd have a chance, I'd see her and she'd tell the same story. I'm like, well, it's been like, you know, how many years? Like, it's a different scene. That wasn't like for 5 years or whatever, but for like 2 or 3 years, it felt like she kind of went back to that story. And it's not like, you know, it's like seeing a one of your favorite episodes on rerun like every day.
Oh.
And after a while, you're like, okay. I got it. You know, like it's still a fond memory, but surely there's another story here, right? Surely there's something else we can talk about, something new. So that's why, you know, we get into these little ruts. And for Tauruses, it's not even little ruts or big ruts because we're so good at it. So sometimes getting what we find are the facts doesn't necessarily serve the purpose that you think. I mean, it'll do it eventually. But it depends on what you're looking for, relief, closure, I'm not sure. But, you know, for you, maybe it's just a matter of remembering what everyone else needs to remember, you know. But the first step in unlocking whatever you've been trying to keep safe. Because it doesn't need to necessarily be in that way, because you're a grown-up now. You're an adult. And it's sort of tying into that first caller who was, you know, Karen and her inner child that never got that sort of attention, you know, sort of passed over. And you know, she had a part in that probably just to stay hidden, you know, to stay like under the radar.
And that kind of like you saying that, and I remember telling people that, like, I was like, oh, I tend to fly under the radar. Like, I try to stay out the light because mm-hmm. I do remember, you know, growing up, like, when she was dating him, like, they would get into a lot of things and, like, just keep trying to keep our business at that house, like, because I knew mm-hmm. that it could get somebody in trouble. It could get, because mm-hmm. we didn't have incidents. I do remember, you know, like, my mom always be like, you know, if somebody asks you this, you know, you don't talk about any of that. Or the time I did, you know, one time he asked me something about my mom. And, you know, as a kid, you just say it because, you know, you don't think, mm-hmm. you're not thinking twice about it or whatever. And whatever it was, it's something that he wanted to know. And he ended up hitting on her about it. So mm-hmm. I think, you know, as an adult,
there you go.
I keep things in because I don't want somebody, you know, to either get in trouble, or I don't want mm-hmm. to get in trouble, or, you know, I don't want to rock the boat. And
right, there you go.
When I should, you know, open my mouth and say something. And that, and I can, now that I'm saying out loud, I can kind of tie it into, like, the, you know, relationships I've been in. Like,
there you
even
go.
If they're doing mm-hmm. something bad to me, or, you know, they're hurting my feelings, or, you know, I feel like I should speak up about something, I keep it to myself because I don't want that person to be upset with me, or, you know, leave, or, you know,
right.
not talk to me about Ooh. Things. And so as a kid, that not want to be seen because it's more
right.
safer in the
right.
corner is something
that's
a
bad
that,
attention. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to, you know, deal with now because I, you know, I want to speak up for myself. I want to tell people, you know, that you're not consistent in my life, or you're not doing this in my life, or, you know, this is how this made me feel. But I guess I don't want to
cause more
trouble.
New day. It's a new day. And I think if you just work with the vibration of relief and again, you
mm-hmm.
know, quiet the analytical mind, but just relief, relief, relief. If you lead with that and trust, your truth will come out in
mm-hmm.
as many or as few words as necessary. Trust yourself. It's like what we were saying to Karen. She never spoke up for herself before, and she just did, you know, for this job situation. And she's making upgraded choices. And I would say the same thing to you. If it's an upgrade, you're on the right track.
Mm-hmm.
And just keep it real simple. Because you could talk yourself out of a frequency. You definitely could. You could talk yourself out of, you know, your vibrational alignment. So that's why I'm very deliberately suggesting just relish and embrace relief and have faith in that, and faith in yourself, and faith in your truth and in your voice. But it's not like you have to do a damn thing. I think there's a part of you that thinks you have to, okay, now that I know this, I got it. No, you don't. Just embrace
mm-hmm.
the relief. That's your homework, and see where it takes you.
Okay.
All right, girl.
Thank you,
ladies. We had a little breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
Breakthrough on the Sub-E
show
today.
One of the things that she just said, that Lucy said, was trust yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So every time that you decided not to do something, even though, you know, now you're like, you're reconciling some of these situations, current situations, with this need to protect yourself, you know, and to protect other people. But really, it's to protect yourself. You don't want people to be upset with you. And now this is about not just protect yourself, this is trust yourself.
Trust yourself.
Trust yourself with these instincts.
That's
trust
an upgrade.
Yourself.
Yes.
That's a major upgrade.
Yes. So you're going from protection to trust. Excellent point.
I gotta write that down.
All right.
I'm definitely gonna download this.
Stop
show
thinking.
Again.
Stop thinking. Agrabah.
Look.
We love you.
Well, we love you, Tessa.
Love you guys.
We love you.
Too.
We're so
no,
glad.
That's good. I mean,
that's
huge.
Doing your work.
Yep.
Doing the things you need to do.
Yep. Huge progress.
Have a great day, ladies.
Yeah.
Love you.
Yeah, she's
you
been
too.
With us from the beginning too.
Love you.
Years.
I know.
Years. So this is she's never had a moment like this before in the air. So that's
good.
Pivotal. Yeah, we're two for two. We're cooking. We got all four burners. What you making? You got some chicken adobo, and I got some arroz con pollo. But I'm butch. We got all the burners on.
Well,
some of you show.
Well, I tell you what, I did eat some. It's called shopao.
What is that?
It's not Filipino. It's Chinese.
Oh, I was like, what? Man. I don't know what that is.
Shopao. It's a little bun, like this one has pork in it.
Oh, I love the steamed buns. Is it steamed bun?
Yeah, steamed bun. That's
oh, girl.
Steamed. So, yeah, my aunt didn't make it. She bought it at the farmer's market. She bought it in the frozen food section. She's like, which one do you want? I'm like, I don't care. They're all kind of
They're
good.
All amazing.
Well,
no,
you know, they're all kind of the same.
Girl, well, you know, I get my hair done in Chinatown. Same
right,
spot.
Right.
Same spot. Same spot. He misses
yeah.
you. He misses you. Same spot,
Aww.
James. And I go to the same Chinese bakery, and I buy them fresh, and then I steam them at home.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
Girl.
Yeah, she steamed some last night, and I just had one just now, a little snack, because we didn't eat all of them. Like,
nice.
That and some coffee. Nice. Yeah, this is... these two conversations, the callers that have
it's good.
Decided to join us today, really,
very
really
gratifying.
Good.
Yeah. Yes, I'm so appreciative. I've been functioning on discomfort and lack of sleep, and that,
mm-hmm.
and it's, you know, that's a baseline, is not cute, and what's so beautiful and affirming, you know, is to get on the phone, you know, get on the air with you guys, and do a show with you and have these conversations and be of service, the benefits are far more than what the other people get in terms of just knowing, like, okay, there, and in terms of energetic frequency, there's no way I would be able to get such specific images or validation. You can't split your focus. So that tells me in
right.
my uncomfortable, exhausted, fragmented state, because that's really what it's been like for weeks. I'm so tired. That's so fortifying. That just tells me, stay in your lane, girl. I know, ouch. Yes, it's very painful at times. But it's the path that I need to travel.
Mm.
You know, even if it's I'm traveling it by myself.
Right.
You know, there's just no way. How could the energy line up like that with people I don't know on the phone? You know, we know them,
right.
but we don't know them.
Right.
Yeah, it's like Source doesn't play like that. So that's good, because that tells me energetically in my fragmented, uncomfortable, exhausted, nervous state, because that's just what it is, while I'm still trying to be high functioning in the outside world and keeping my business extremely discreet, you know, although it is unfolding. Even on my business website, every season I do like a little blog post. And I didn't say what was going on, but I did say, I'm going through some things, you know, and people can figure it out if they want to or not. I don't care. So it's just sort of living with something for months and months and months and really feeling you're changing and growth is painful. Growth is uncomfortable. Well, I've been in a lot of pain and I've been very uncomfortable. So the fact to have the refuge of this show, to have the connection that you and I have as co-hosts and dear friends, and then to have listeners call in and for the energy to line up, it's so healing.
Yeah.
It's so healing for me. So I just say thank you to everybody. To you, to everybody. So, huge.
Yeah. Well, and even for me, we had a little bit more resolution with house stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's been sort of an ongoing, we're not quite done, but we're almost done. The air conditioning, there's a Hegan air unit that had to be installed. They finally finished it, like, yesterday, last night. I mean, they were here from, like, 11:30 until about 8 o'clock.
Wow.
Because, you know, they had to deal with getting additional stuff, some parts, and, yeah, it's been interesting. I feel good about it. The back is fine. Now we have to just get approved, like, signed off from the inspector. So, yeah, and, you know, we've got some stuff happening, so it's like coming to the end of that project, and even my aunt did a lot of cleaning and reshifting of things
good.
On her own yesterday
good.
In the kitchen.
Good.
And so, I mean, it's temporary, but it's a good start.
No, it's a great start.
Yeah. I'm also rearranging my room. Still
good.
A big mess, but rearranging it. But yeah. But, like, I had been, like, sleeping on the couch, basically, because all the stuff was on my bed.
Sure.
And the last few nights I've been sleeping in my own bed, which has been nice.
Nice.
But I'm also talking, having these conversations and having the callers. I mean, so many things come in that make sense to me. Like, you know, everyone gets something out of these shows.
Oh, my God.
Or you can. I know I get something.
Oh, I
fun.
Certainly
Even
do.
It's just the two of us.
Yeah,
just talking.
Absolutely.
And I remember having a ton of dreams, and they seem to be fine. I don't recall anything like, oh my gosh, you know, crazy. But even this morning, last night, having a dream that just I felt like, yeah, you know, things were going well.
Well, I wanted
because
to ask you speaking
yeah.
of dreams because you know the last is so funny because it feels so far apart. This two times a week. But that schedule's really working for me, so it's kind of like, okay, I have
mm-hmm.
this for right now, and then maybe we'll change it back or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
on Thursday's show, we were talking about the dream that your aunt had.
Right. And I haven't had a chance to talk to her about it.
But what's great that it's very interesting because I remember this. I don't know if you do, but the things that you were just describing – it's almost like the things I was picking up, it's happening.
Right.
Yeah, that's really gratifying. So, yeah,
it'd
be interesting
yeah.
for you to have that conversation, but it's almost like energetically you kind of don't have to. I mean, you should anyway
right.
if you want to. I mean, it's a choice. But it's not imperative because look at what
right.
you're doing. That's occupational therapy right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's fabulous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I, you're right. I was thinking about that too. Like, well, she just started doing her thing yesterday, and normally on Mondays I'm pretty busy because we have I'm doing paperwork and tours
sure.
from the past weekend, and we didn't have any tours this past weekend. So I was just sort of taking it easy.
Good.
I was doing some things like you know on my own, but otherwise I'm like you know the things that I want to be able to do, I need some room to do that. I don't want to put like all my books and bookcases in this back room yet until we get the sign off and
yes,
the inspector
that's
comes.
Smart.
Because, you know, we'll have a bunch of stuff in there. But I've just done a little bit of shifting, but not a lot. I really do need to look at it in the next few days, and I will. But
of course.
It's been nice to just relax. I was binge watching Monk. Yesterday, I think that's what was going on.
Oh, that's
I was
funny.
Like, oh, that's a cute little show. It's kind of, so I started in the beginning, and I don't think I did the whole season, but
I love a
first
binge
season,
watch.
But
oh, that's so much fun.
Yeah,
so
it was
much
something
fun.
Different. Yeah. So we have other things to finish up at the house. So they're technically done with the structure itself.
That's great.
So there's some other stuff to do, and we'll handle all that. I talked to my dad on Sunday.
Our Father's Day.
A happy Father's Day, and you know, it's just a good day to hang out with him and connect with him for a little bit. And he said, you know, he'll keep us posted on what's happening, you know, at this house because he said, you know, if there's anything we can do to help, he's like, I'm happy to help.
Oh, that's
I'm
so
like,
nice.
Wow. That's so nice.
Tell your parents I say hello.
I will.
Yeah.
I will.
Nice.
And I think the biggest thing right now is, like, I've got a couple of trips that I planned. I think I told you about going to Canada in September.
Mm-hmm.
So I only have one. Well, I'm definitely, I have to go.
You're going. I'm staying. Yeah.
So I haven't booked anything yet for Puerto Rico, but I've been looking and looking at trying to figure out how many days I want to stay, and then the flights. So it's looking like probably like 6 days.
Nice.
Because it's going to be over a long weekend, and
sure.
So I won't be flying on the weekends. It'll be like on a weekday, and I'm looking at Airbnbs, and there's a part of me that's like, oh, I'm doing this on my own, right? Because I don't know what you're going to be doing, and I don't know what anyone else is doing.
We don't know what we're doing. Yeah.
Right. But I thought about, I should send some of this stuff to Liz just in case she decides she wants to go. But
it's like foreign to me. You might as well send it.
Well,
Airbnb is like, you know, people look at porn, I look at Airbnb. I'm not kidding.
I know you do. I know you do.
I'm not even kidding. I wish I was.
Well, what's different
for
Puerto Rico in that area is that, you know, there are, and I've only been to Puerto Rico once, but I just stayed in the city. It's all I could do.
Right.
For a few hours I was there for work, really like an overnight, but it was all for work. So I didn't even rent a car. I took a taxi from the airport. So this time I'll be renting a car, and the place, it's going to be at a resort, so on a beach, but I'm not staying at that hotel for however many $300-something a night or whatever.
No, we're not doing that.
So I was looking at Airbnbs, kind of in the area, but, you know, Puerto Rico is so beautiful. And
so beautiful.
You know, just a few miles inland and you're in a rainforest.
Yep.
Like a national rainforest. So I'm looking at places that are you know, very eco-minded, because there's
right.
one guy who has properties that he's into all that. And so I'm like, all right, this sounds kind of cool, you know. And it's gotten good reviews, the different properties he has. And they're all, like, single rooms with, like, either a bed or bunk beds. But it's like a little compound. And so there's possibility of other travelers, you know, other people doing Airbnb and traveling.
Right.
And staying there, so I'm like, okay, so sort of like a hotel, but not really.
Not really.
I have to get my own food, you know, and that's fine. But I'm really leaning more towards that than looking at other places that will play up. Oh, we're at the beach, and I know it'll be in October, but you know, there's something about there's a difference between like being in, say, Myrtle Beach and being in Charleston. You know, like the very touristy kind of beachy thing that you can get at any given beach. You know, that's, you know, it's okay.
But a rainforest is very rare.
Yeah. And this is like just a few minutes from the rainforest. So it's like on the edge.
Mm.
And so that is appealing to me. And I just have to be aware it's Puerto Rico. It's really kind of earthy, crunchy area. So, you know, I just have to be prepared for, you know, the animals and livestock and things like that.
Oh, Lord.
In this area. You know, but, yeah.
That's fun, though.
That's what I'm looking at. Yeah. People who've gone there have brought their families, but they're also that mindset. Like, we want to be close to the rainforest. We want to be, we're not going to be hanging out here all day. We're going to be doing things and then just enjoying peace and quiet in the evening. So, that's what I'm looking at.
Yeah, that's nice.
So I haven't booked anything yet, but those are things I've been looking at like the last couple of days. I know I need to get. I just sent in my RSVP, so I'm like, I need to get on it. I need to get on it and find
right.
Place.
And you will. So, you're doing it.
Yeah. So I was wondering what you see for me.
What
do you see for me?
Do you see a plane ticket? Do you see a Wonder Woman look-alike? Do you see?
Right. I have the three places I'm
Does
thinking,
Wonder Woman have an older sister?
Right. Hello.
What's her name? Oh, my God. I'm happy for you. And you never know. You never know what's going to happen. You never know. And
Whoa.
Then I might be like, G.I. Jane, we're going to go here.
Oh, Lord.
You never know. You just never, never, know.
So. Well, I'll definitely let you guys know, like, the time frame I'm looking at, or if I've definitely booked anything.
Yeah, why not?
Because especially for that one, like I said, it's not like you're saving a yurt. But maybe I will send it to you just so you'll have an idea of the places I'm looking at. And there are other places, and like I said, I'll be renting a car. But, you know, it should be fine. There's all kinds of good stuff. But I'm just excited. I finally went to the website for my friend's wedding and places that, you know, that are saying, oh, these are places you can check out while you're on the island. And so it's good. I just needed to be a little more proactive. And
you will.
A little more, I guess, it's not excited because I'm excited, but a little more assertive because it's just me going. Versus like Canada, where my friend Sona has already been like, oh, you know, what about this? You know, she's just like sort of sending some links that
it's great when people
check
handle
out.
It. Yeah, when you have somebody that's sort of like the mastermind, I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, to a degree, there's like as long as it's not jam packed, like every day we got
to
do something.
Oh, that's true. There has to be a balance, right? And there has to be flexibility, and it can't be sort of. I like sort of having like the structure, but then there's sort of a fluidity within that, or time for like okay, alone time. You know,
yeah.
Like okay, so you do your thing in the afternoon, I do my thing, and then we'll meet up and have dinner. Like, oh, you want to
go
to that museum?
Right.
Well, okay, I want to go to that concert. You go to this museum, but let's meet tonight. That I love that, where it's like that balance. So then you can sort of connect and share your experiences instead of being bound at the hip because that gets old real quick.
Right.
When are you going? So, yes, I remember you guys were talking about Canada when you were in New York because I was there for the conversation. When is that trip happening?
September 2nd.
Right.
Through the 9th. Yeah, for that whole week.
That's going to be fun. And did you choose Montreal? I don't remember.
Well, we're gonna fly in to Montreal and then fly out of Toronto. So we're going to two cities.
Oh, that's great.
We're going to take a train in between.
Oh,
so
it's
like,
going to be wonderful.
A few days in Montreal and a few days, yeah.
You're
going to
love
like
it.
On Wednesday, we'll take the train over to Toronto. And I think she's been to Toronto. I think she has. But it'll all be new to me, you know.
Yeah.
Officially being in Canada, you know, in some place rather than, you know, the port in the customs place
right.
at the port because that's as far as I got.
Right. But you have really like I told you guys, you're gonna really like it. It feels like Europe when you're there, especially the old city. It's beautiful.
Right. And that's why she picked. She wanted to go to Montreal because she wanted to have something that was very European because she's never been.
Right.
To Europe.
Right.
I'm like, okay. Well, you could go to Boston's kind of like, you know, old city. Has that kind of feel, but well, that's cool, whatever.
Yep.
She may not have even been to Boston, but, you know, Canada's a little more on the edge, so.
And also, you're
going to
hear a lot of French, which is nice.
Or it could be like, you know, frightening, because I'm like, what are they saying?
But both of those cities, it's very like U.S. friendly as opposed to Quebec, where it's like, you're on your own. Nope. So you guys will be fine. So that's great. That's exciting.
It'll be,
Nice.
Yeah. So that's my trip. Those are my trips, and it's interesting because when I talked to my dad, I said, so you're not planning anything yet. And he said, no, it really just depends on how my mom's shoulder's doing, and you know, she's. Just a little bit of a change recently. I think, in fact, the day I called, he said, "Yeah, your mom is able to start driving again."
Oh, good. So
she didn't.
Turning the corner.
Yeah. Well, but now she's looking at wanting to do yard work. We're like, no, don't
do
yard
work because you want to get on that boat. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
so he's,
and the thing
like,
is,
yeah.
the shoulder, the fact that it's she turned the corner, you guys can, she can probably, he'll probably start planning within the next couple of weeks because she turned that corner. So that's good. So that's really good. All
Maybe.
Right. So perfect time to, he's going to start planning in about a month or so. Let me know if I'm right.
Cool.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
So if you guys want to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook. Check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And this show is scheduled to be back on the air this coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. thanks to everybody for a wonderful show. I can't even begin to express the gratitude I have for this space that we have twice a week. Thank you, Elisa. And in the meantime, remember to follow the feeling to you. Have a great day, everybody. Love you.
Love you.
Love you, girl. Bye.
Bye.
That you like.